Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country FYI. And joining me in the studios from Mont Harmon Middle School, I have got Principal Seth Allred. How are you this morning?
We're doing good. Good to be here this morning.
Good. Well, Halloween is officially over. And like you were saying, it's a crazy day.
I think I can say this after as many years as I've been at school, you know, and 10 plus years in administration, Halloween is our craziest day. We survive it. The kids have a blast. The teachers have a blast. But it's nice to be over.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know, I think there's multiple factors. I mean, there's no other day of the year during the school year that you allow the kids to actually dress up. On top of that, they're eating candy like nothing else. So they're crazy. And hey, that's just what comes along with it.
It's crazy. It's fun. We've kind of got smarter about it. We do our Red Ribbon Week at the same time. So if it's going to be nuts, we're just going to have it be nuts.
Just get it over with. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. Well, Seth, I know that there are always a lot of things going on over at Mont Harmon. You guys, right before school started during the summer, had quite a bit of renovations going on.
Yeah, we're one of these days I'm going to get on and say we're done.
One day.
Today is not that day. We're getting closer. You know, our checklists are getting smaller all the time, but it's looking better. Have patience with the front of our building. It looks bad with all the construction on there, all the grass and everything. It's gone. So that's in our plans now for, you know, the fall and get spring, get that looking better and get that back up where it is. But it's nice now after that building is 1966 to get heating and air and in there, and it makes a better environment for the students.
Oh, absolutely. So far, I mean, you probably feel the same exact way. I feel like school just started. I feel like we're still just kind of like, oh, okay, brand new school year. It's officially November. I mean, it's kind of zoomed past, but how's it gone so far?
You know, and we look at that and, hey, we've got the first quarter done.
Right.
You know, we're moving into second quarter and everything that's going on, and you turn around and blink and all the, you know, fall sports are over and we're moving into winter sports. You know, wrestling and basketball are starting, and like, what happened and where did it go? You get in the moment, and the teachers and the students, they put in so much time and work, and every day you're like, you know, are we getting there? Are we doing the things we do? And then, you know, like this morning, you and I are talking, hey, it's November 1st and first quarter's out of the way, and what have we done? And it's been fun. It's been busy. And, you know, at Mont Harmon, we're in our third year after our turnaround process. We're getting our growth there. And we look back, and there's been great things happen, and it's gone fast. You know, when we first started, it's like the first of the school year. You know, where are we going to go? And then all of a sudden, bam, first quarter's out of the way.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up that turnaround process, because when it was first kind of announced and brought to the table, I had a really hard time with it, because thinking back to when I was a sixth grader, I didn't feel like I was mature enough to be in that middle school environment. How do you think those sixth graders have kind of adjusted and kind of accepted this, and have they matured enough a little bit, or do you think it's still kind of a learning curve?
You know, it's been a great process. I know we went into putting the middle schools in place and we were nervous about it. And, you know, Emory County went into that process this year too, at their junior highs. They transferred to middle schools. Our sixth graders, and I was an elementary principal for 8 years, they were ready. You know, we kind of knew it. The parents were nervous. We look at it now. They're jumping in there. They're doing great things. And we've just got them right into the schedule, and they're going. And I think it's been a fabulous transition. We haven't had the issues. All the nervousness that was there, we don't hear it anymore. And so that's nice.
That's fantastic. Well, as usual, time is just going by super quick. Before we know it, we are going to be on our extended little break, and it's going to be here before we know it. But before we get there, is there anything coming up at Mont Harmon that we need to know about?
Oh, geez. You know, I truly believe that a school should be a community school. And we're looking at our calendar coming up, and we're running from 5:30 in the morning with basketball starts at 5:30 in the morning with our partnership with Carbon Rec and them being in the building. You know, their little league wrestling program starting up. They're there four nights a week till 8, 9 o'clock. That gym is running from 5:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock, 5 days a week. And I should say six, because they've got the little league volleyball going there on Saturdays. It's just, you know, wrestling starts Thursday. So we had football going, and all of a sudden we have our first wrestling match Thursday there at Mont Harmon. You know, basketball tryouts, boys are going this week. Girls had their cuts. They're going into games 1st of November. So as far as athletics, it's jumping right in, and we're right into winter sports. You know, we're going into quarter two. our behavior system. You know, we thought we're going to get all these issues. Just some celebrations just to know where we started with turnaround. First quarter there at Mont Harmon 3 years ago, we had 1,200 Fs. And so we were looking at what was going on there. This quarter when we ended and had our meetings yesterday, because it was our Monday, that was our Tuesday, we had 64.
Wow.
And so to get that kind of cultural change and what's going on and the students buying in and the teachers buying in, we've had huge things happen.
That is staggering numbers. That is insane. So, I mean, kudos to everyone that has put in the work, teachers, staff, and students. I mean, it's a combined effort.
Oh, it's a community effort. And I say this all the time. And, you know, we don't get a chance to thank our community partners. You know, as principals, we get up in the morning and think, oh, we've got to go be on the radio. But it's a huge part of giving back. And this community is fabulous. What they've given to Mont Harmon, how they come in and support us and what they do, you know, from coming in with Jordan and the radio station doing the basketball games and the football games to how letting us have the opportunity to come and celebrate what we're doing with you this morning. You know, the community is a huge part of it. We can't do it on our own. You know, we're in isolation. You can't do it in isolation. And so that feedback from the parents, the community, and everybody being involved, that's what makes this possible.
Oh, for sure. And there are no better schools. I will stand by this. Here in Carbon County, we have got fantastic administrators and schools and staff and students. They're incredible across the board. And it doesn't matter what school district I talk to each week, every principal has the best things to say about their students. So it really is such a rewarding thing, just from my standpoint, to just kind of hear what's going on.
Yeah, this gives us a wonderful opportunity to let the community know, hey, this is what we're doing. Here's what's going on. And we do appreciate it. And your students are working hard. We know they're working hard. And we know it gets frustrating keeping them working at home, making sure they're in school. But it's paying off. It's paying off in big dividends for everybody in this situation.
Well, it's really reassuring to hear that. Again, that has been Principal Seth Allred from Mont Harmon Middle School. And for more on this Castle Country FYI, you can head on over to castlecountryradio.com.